but thinking I'm going to keep it for my kids' kingdom. I didn't know that the world's going to be that bad.
And your immediate family, you had 4 children from 2 to 8 years of age.
Yes.
Do you know what year this was? 1923, is this the year you came?
No, 1923 I came.
I see.
Oh, you want to know, then I came. 1923, yes. Then I have 3 children because one died in Europe after my husband.
I see.
This was, she was 6 years old when she died.
I see, I see. And did you have brothers and sisters?
Here yet. You want the names? I don't want to give it.
No, you don't have to.
I'm
no.
not ashamed of my brother.
No, but how many?
My brother died already. I came, I had a big family.
Oh,
now my sister died, 3 sisters died
3
here
sisters.
In Pittsburgh.
Oh.
And 2 brothers, they died.
I see.
So they bring me over. See, I have money to came, but they sent me the ship's car. You know what, the ship to go the boat.
I see, yes. What schooling did you have in Europe?
I have Jewish school. I had a little bit Russian.
And what was the name of your village, your town?
My town is Skvira, Kivska Gubernia.
And can you spell it? I can't spell it. Will you say it one more time?
Kivska Gubernia. Gubernia means the state, it's Gubernia. Like the state here, what is Pennsylvania
I
state?
See, I see.
And Gubernia is the state, it's just Kivska Gubernia. Daddy, come to the window, they give me an initial inside. And the old mother was standing there, she said, give me one too. $50 for their money. We can't use the currency. We have to use the Polish white $50.
Yeah.
Who has their money they came with? Nobody.
No.
And now I have this doggy sugar. You know what I did there? I came and I was there with my brother is and they give me a little knife and I'm sitting, I cleaned up that sugar. And this sugar saved me. I went and I give somebody, they give me a bread for that. Because they give me that a little bit sugar that my wife 50 rubles. Then I give them a little bit, they give me salt.
I see.
Everybody give me something. And
yes.
Then I bought a flower for this. This saved my life.
Yeah.
And there, my brother was living. They said, when you have flour, now go out and bake bread. You don't have what to eat. I went and I baked bread. And somebody bought it. My brother tells me, look, you better off your eye.
Yeah.
I can't do anything. You came, you have what to give your children. This doggy sugar saved my life.
Oh, my.
That's
some story. Now, Mrs. Perlman, yes. I have a lot of questions to ask you,
yes.
And I'm going to start down the list now.
Yes.
And if you have a special story to tell me, you can stop me, and I won't go so fast.
Right.
But I'm going to start now with your memories of your arrival in the U.S. Now, when you came to the United States, did
yes.
you have a definite destination, a definite city that you were coming to?
I came straight to Pittsburgh.
Straight to Pittsburgh. And
see,
why?
That's another story. See, then they sent me the affidavits for the ship's captain. They sent it for me and for my children with the ages.
I see.
See, I can go where I was living. I can make the, I may, you have to take your birth certificates and then to make a passport to go. This, I have to go to Kiev. I can get the birth certificates I take is clearly I used to live to me and my children. But to make the regular passport, the affidavit, I have to go to Kiev. It's all right, I have to have a bunch of them and leave them. But there, people came from the countries, a mother, my boys, my girls, I have a big ass. You know, I give them stayed with my children.
Yeah.
And the only thing this was, we used to, the first thing we make bread. The 4 pounds, they just got a big flour. This bread. I bake this, and I give them some things they should cook, and I left my children. They said they're going to take care of them. And I went in Kiev. I have a brother in the big city. I went to make them that posted. I came over there, severe hearts, but that was Trotsky. Trotsky, she was all the time changed. Trotsky was not so bad here. And I had a nephew, no, he's a cousin, Simon Hans. He was a doctor, but he's a Trotsky.
I see.
He took my whole paper. As I know, in a big city like this, to go and to do, he took away all the birth certificates, everything. And in a week, he brings me the passport to go. This was a big thing, the first thing.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, that was good.
And you were coming straight to Pittsburgh?
Straight to Pittsburgh.
To family?
Yeah, but then I have to go home to take my children.
Yes. And how did you travel from your town to the port? What port?
We used to, we didn't have a train. We used to go matosis. So it was like the colonel, never they you're like a taxi driver.
I see.
And they drive us to a mile from there where the train is. Then over there I take the train and go to Kiev.
To Kiev. That's where you left from.
Yeah.
Did you come on a ship? What class did you come over on?
On the ship, in the, you meet up the ship?
Yeah.
The ship, I think I have second class.
Second class.
Yes.
Were you part of a group? Were you traveling in a group? No. Just you and your children?
I'm on a children. Then I got a group and I come in Yivava with the ship. It's over there at the port. I have to take it. Then think Kiva went to Moscow. And in Moscow, they sent me there. They looked at my ship's captain and they said, I think you can go because the quarter's closed. The quarter was open for a woman to a man. And children, their father is open.
Yeah.
But for a mother with kinder, to go to her sister, to father is closed now. They said, you can go. I said, I sold my nose and everything. They said, well, something we're going to look over. Then your ship's got as I see in the Bible, we have to take the ship. This is an immigrant house, a big house like here, they're making. And all of it, they came, and they can't go up the ship. They can stay there.
I see.
He said, wait, I'm going to look over. Then you have this ship's captain for this contour. They have the immigrant noise. Then you can go, meet you. You can go. You have to go back home. He looked over and said, yeah, you're lucky. They have the immigrant noise. Yeah, they sent me. Then I went, when I went in Moscow to Riga, that's a Lithuanian.
Yeah.
If in Riga is again like a grave, it says like you have to go from one country to another, you have to pass.
Yeah.
And then I've been to Riga to Yubava, where the ship is. And in Yubava,
Where you took the ship?
Yeah, this is the port. Oh. And over there they took me in, sure, because they...
When you came to the United States, did anyone meet you? Did you sail into
New York? In New York, I called my brother, and he had to come.
I see.
And I was standing this, and my brother came for the July. See, the ship is not allowed to go in. I don't know why this. She's not allowed to go in New York to the 1st of July. And he sent at the water.
Oh.
And then my brother came. And then they call him my brother, and they called me before. And now I have better, but I have got as good mitnim bones I do. See, I told you, my house was a beautiful house, a new home, and in a nice neighborhood. And so it was things with gentle people in Israel, the water and the back and the garden and everything. When my husband died, they're going to use European, you don't call by the second name, you call Kivach. My mom's name was Kiv. They used to call, oh, Kivach is going to forgive me, Rav, because she can't keep our as soon as he died, all the goyim came, they want to buy this house. So it was a very beautiful room. When I came in America, and I said to my sisters, what's the matter? You're in America. It was poor.
Did you hear about America? Did you think everybody was...
I have sisters, they used to send me letters and letters. Sometimes they used to help me to send me money over there. So I needed to know what they used to send. But I didn't imagine now the difference. When I came, my house was a beautiful house, McLeckery's. With nice floors, and I came and they sitting in Clark Street, there was a Robert Street, and it was not like that, it was little lamp artists. I was surprised, what's the matter, you in America, I see I was living there better than you live here.
Let me ask you something, did you bring any papers or any objects with you to the United States?
Oh, sure, I have to come in, see, when I came, I was in a Kessel Garden because I didn't have a husband and I was with children and I wouldn't. Everything is paid for me.
Yeah.
And when I came, when they asked me the questions, they said I have to show some money. For this I was not afraid. When I sold my house, was Kerensky dance, was Kerensky money, piece of papers.
I see.
And when they came to me to buy the house, I wouldn't sell it to them. I need gold. In gold, then the government took back all the gold. Nobody has gold. But I said I wouldn't sell it because where am I going with this money? Who's going to take this? When no one decides, but now they're going, they sold their clothes and their houses and their babies, and they give me gold.
Oh, my. Did you bring that with you?
Then I was afraid even to go out in the city with the gold, because when they know I sell there, they can kill me to take away the money. Then I didn't go with my children. I told you, I have a brother in Kiev. Now he's dead already, he's not there anymore. I left my children, and I went with that gold, and I left the gold for my brother. And then I came, and I took my children to Kiev. And what did I do in Kiev? I took a shoemaker to my brother's house, and he took up all of those from the shoes, my shoes and my kids' shoes, and he put it up with cotton, and then he put those, and then I know I'm safe with the money.
Oh, my.
And then I need money. Where if I came in Kiev, I can use Kerensky's money. But as soon as I came after Moscow, then nobody wanted money. I baked bread. I put there 10 rubles gold. I baked cookies. I put 5 rubles gold. And everything because I need there by Kiva, if I'm going to buy a cup of coffee, nobody's going to take this money.
Yeah. Did you have the children's birth certificates and yours? Did you have papers with you?
I have, I think I have the passport which I went through all over. Right. I have a passport.
And nothing from your house were you able to bring?
To my house, they took away this. I have beautiful furniture. I used to have a cupboard then, after my days was poor, I used to give away a good cupboard for 10 cups of milk. My kids wanted something to eat.
Sure.
So there was nothing there.
Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
No, my name was Pickman in Europe.
Pickman?
Pickman. But I came here, and they said the pig is a, you know, Pickman is like a pig, and pig is a chazer. They said, change it for Paulman.
I see. Did your family tell you to change it?
Yeah, they changed it right away. In that time, I forgot, my kids don't know me, but of course I have some papers. But I know my regular name was a Europe Pickman.
What first impressed you when you came to the United States?
sie didn't impress me, so everything nice. All right, my family was not too rich.
Yeah.
They wanna help me and all the children, but I didn't like this. And what did I say? Take me something to do. That was 4 weeks in Pittsburgh. My niece took
me. Do you remember your very first day in Pittsburgh?
Never gonna forget. All the family came to the train. My goodness. My sisters was crying. It was a neighbor Kirmish.
Did they take you into their home?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I told you, everybody, my brother took a cable system.
Yeah.
But I didn't like it. I was young, 28 years old. I want to do something.
Where did they live?
One sister, they was living in Robert Street. One sister was living in Vine Street. It's all up the hill there. They used to be the sister was a Jewish neighborhood.
Yes. Was there anything in your life in the United States that disappointed you in the first 5 years?
It didn't disappoint me. I was very happy. That's what I'm going to tell you. The first thing when my niece took me in Forbes Street. I don't know if it's very good. We used to be a pens factory. They used to call them the stag.
Yeah.
A pens factory.
Yeah.
Is my niece, years ago, she was married already. She used to walk over there. She said, come on. Maybe over there they're gonna take me. She took me over there. I didn't know what they're talking about. One thing I said, she said, she don't know anything. It's all she exists. She wouldn't know to give me a thread, to give me a scissor. Okay, you put her me. Maybe she's gonna teach her the machine. But she don't know anything. He didn't want it. Not what he wanna take me. But he said I wouldn't do good. Then they took me in 50s, but that time agency too, but not like now.
Yeah.
Suppose I'm coming a lady. And I write, maybe I don't know, she find out for me and my children. And she said, what can you do? I said, all right, they took me to a fence factory. Maybe I'm gonna couldn't do it. But I'm very gentle people and I wouldn't understand anything. She said, all right, I'm gonna take you. In 57, it was a Jewish man at the pens factory. Maybe then there were Jewish girls.
Is your niece that took you?
No, for the niece, I don't know if she would take me.
Oh.
But to somebody, I don't know when there is. But I understand that it's an agency.
Friend took
me,
yeah.
No, it's like an agency.
An agency.
And she took me out there and he couldn't refuse. And she said, there are Jewish women, girls there. And they talked to me, Jewish. And they started to teach me, and I couldn't understand. And I was there a week, and I come there, they give everybody to pay. And he gives me $10, and he says, Mrs., you understand Jewish?
Very little.
Mrs., go sing the right.
Go with
the help. He says, he gives me the $10, but I shouldn't come. I understand, he didn't make money.
Oh.
I came home, I was laughing with the $10, but I was very sorry, I can't go back.
No.
As I had lunch, like the girls, they turned out for months in the way I used to live. You know, they came and they talked, and I told them their story. Maybe I would learn the things to do it. Mm-hmm. But they didn't want me anyway, give me the sense. She said, you know, she was in Penn Avenue, but I still remember. 700 block Penn Avenue. But acht Rosa, they used to make pens.
Men's pens. Yeah.
And she was walking there and she said, you know, come over there. And I'm gonna talk there as a Jewish man, the foreman. Maybe he's gonna take you there. This Monday my cousin took me over there. And I was walking from Robert Street because to Fulton Street and then was like in that town and then he took me to Penn Avenue. This I started to remember I should know how to go back. In the morning I came there and there was a presser, a Jewish man. His name is Mogilevsky, he's not here anymore. And he was a town not far from me. And then he said, you the square? I said, yes. What's your name? I thought, oh God, I remember your husband, and I took him in my cup, and I said, and he said, take her in, and teach her. She's gonna make a little bit of children. And you know, this man, the foreman, used to sit down by the machine and talk to me and to sit down, to do, not to go fast. There you go. And I started to do it.
Yeah.
It's all right, I start, I see, I know a little, because when you talk about the all, I'm an old person, I understand something.
Yeah.
And it was piecework. But I was not working, I make $5. Yeah, but it was good. But yeah. He said, don't be afraid for the $5. You're going to make more than you're going to use to this. And I'm telling you, I still love that man. He saw me out to make a living for my children. I was working then, depends, they have removed from Penn Avenue to the Fifth Avenue. Fifth Avenue in McGee. You know the Fifth
yeah.
McGee? There at the corner used
yeah.
to be.
What was the name of the pen?
Achtrose. Achtrose, that's the company used to call this Achtrose.
Trouser.
Yeah, it's pens.
Yeah.
See, I didn't make the old pens. Can't 10 people work but one pair of pens.
And you had no training for this work at all? Just the
no,
people?
No, I didn't know. The machine used to go back and back.
Yeah.
But this man gave me a good lesson, and he used to come to all the time to see how I'm doing.
Did you have to work on
I want to see this man, I can. I see the company is now not in the business. I want to see this foreman that he used to learn
yeah.
me. And you know how I make good. Then I start to make $5 and $10, and I was working for $6 a week.
Oh my, were you able to keep your children then?
Oh, I was very fast. See, yeah. in the pleasure was I bring the pay. And I could take my children with me. I took two rooms in a third floor in Cobble Street.
Uh-huh.
It was no bed, no toilet on the third floor. It was on the second floor, so it belonged to the second floor.
How long were you here when you took the apartment?
A longer than that, a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks.
But
and what street was that?
Cobble Street. Cobble and Miller, so not far from Miller. Cobble and Miller.
Did you have to work on Saturday or Jewish holidays?
I tell you, I didn't. But then the manager was too good to me, and he said I want to do it, and I did good if I do it. It's like the come to a cup, pens. If he wanted to give me the whole cup, I should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to do it fast and to make it. When I didn't finish, nobody was fucking there at the time. But he did me a favor, go ahead and finish it. And I was happy to do it.
Yeah.
I was very happy when I used to come and with my children together, be happy. When, you know, my children was about little, but they started to talk to another children in school. Is there something to do? The children told them there is something with the making tubes. And I was living in Miller Street. And then they took them and they used to go after school from 4 to 6 to make a quarter and 2 cents.
Yeah.
And you know the...
Where did they go to school?
In Miller School.
Miller.
And they went in another school too. There in the
how did you learn to speak English?
Listen, I speak good, not bad, not too good.
Good, very
but,
good.
But I can ride, but that's got some trouble. How old I am, but I miss it.
Oh, do you?
You see, when she was a night school there, my track in Cobble Street, I started to go. But I couldn't, because night time, she was no longer, I have to wash the clothes.
Yeah.
I have to cook from today for tomorrow, I didn't have a fridge there. Was there a little room, I was on the top floor, I used to put over the window.
Yeah.
And I have to prepare for them lunch, they 3 little children. I went one night, but the second one I couldn't go. More important, I should prepare for the children.
That's right. How long did you live in the apartment near Miller Street with your children? That was your first real home in Pittsburgh.
No, I was in Robert Street. I was living with my sister.
Yeah, but then when you took your own place.
Yeah, then was in Crawford Street.
Crawford
is now given not far from Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
It's easier for me to go. You know, dinner time, I used to come to prepare my dinner, and when the children came to school, they finished.
Yeah. But how long did you live on Crawford, about?
In Crawford, maybe a year, 2 years, so. I suffer plenty with my children, but I make a living gratitude.
Isn't
you know,
that wonderful?
That's what I tell you, America, I was fishing there, because look, little children, And you know, the people say it's about the, see, they like the children, but the, because the children want to do something too. And they used to be too good in school. They used to skip all the time in middle school.
Yeah. Oh,
they all been so nicht gestanden. They put them with 6 years, with 8 years skip together. But they, but rather they skipped them, but I don't know. When she came to go to high school, the teacher asked when she got to high school, she, my daughter said, no, I can't. She said, but somebody doesn't like school. They said, no. But you, you're very good and you like school. And you said, but how are you like when your mother has to go to work? And you go to school, I can go night high. And
oh,
they did
my.
This. They went to Fifth Avenue and they make a night high school.
Oh.
And the teacher didn't believe it that they're not American born.
Is that right?
I tell you, it's many stories, a big story.
Yes, it is a big story.
And you know, when they got a little bitter, they used to come with kids and they said, there's a Franklin Cedars in a series that you go and they're taking girls. But they're not in the age. They used to go on Saturday, they took the bomb, one put the basement and one on the first floor. And they take the first $2. They used to pay for a Saturday $2. They were very happy. Then they started, they used to take the mother Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And they used to, thank God they liked them and they liked to do it when they told.
Yeah. Well, then was there any point during those first 5 years that you felt that you were treated badly because you were an immigrant?
No, but I tell you, I think worse now, because I see the old woman ever working after read the English paper, after write something, now I feel bad, because I'm
not... You've done so much, you can be so proud.
Yeah, so that's what my son-in-law tells me now, you have to
yes.
be proud,
yes.
But I feel very bad.
No.
You know, one year, in the voice, she's a greener, but here they give them everything, they
no.
send them to school, and she knows how. And she tells me, look, she's having a school here in America, and a woman, you dress nice, you look nice, and you can talk.
Oh, I
tell her, I'm not going to tell you my story, but fucking speech, I don't have to go, because I can talk as good as you. So for a speech, nobody's going to take
no.
But some people, they don't believe they ever think that. When they come on, since the old conference, they have everything.
Yeah.
They go to school, they get to... Thanks God, nobody was giving me a film. I tried to pay $15 rent when I was living in Cobble Street.
Yeah, now